exclusive Confident Retirement approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement client survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Hey folks, John Gangler here. Believe it or not, Christmas is around the corner. Here at Moore Shoreline, we're already in the giving spirit with the lowest new and used truck prices in the area. With rates as low as 1.64%, now is the time to stop in and take advantage of these great deals. Be sure to bring the little ones along in their Halloween costume to enter our Facebook contest running now until the end of the month. Remember, you'll always save more when you drive to the shore.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Current conditions from Pigeon, Michigan and Laker High School are 39 degrees with rain and snow in the air. They're calling for a 70% chance of rain and snow this evening. Winds are out of the north at 32 miles per hour and gusting up to 38. Visibility is somehow at 6 miles. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 30.06 inches, and the dew point is at 34. It feels like it's 25 degrees out. The humidity is at 89%. Sunset was an eternity ago at 6:25, and we're currently under a new moon phase.
Oh, excellent.
So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Sunrise was at 8:08, sunset at 6:25. We have 10 hours and 17 minutes of daylight right now. We lost 20 minutes of daylight since last week. As we're ready to start things off here, Lakers will be getting the ball to start this game left to right across the radio as the Sandusky Redskins coming out in their white jerseys, black pants, black helmets, and black face masks with black lettering and orange or with red outline. Very visible letters this week and numbers, much appreciated there. Lakers in their green jerseys with black pants and a flat green painted helmets with a silver face mask and a bright white lettering on their uniforms. Back deep for the Lakers, number 30, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes at his own 15-yard line, as well as Brennan Wisner. They're on the 15-yard line and punting or kicking off for the Sandusky Redskins, right to left across your radio, will be number 81, the junior, also tight end Brandon Potter. And here's the kick, and it's a pop-up to about the 38-yard line. It's going to be run to the near sideline. Number 11 has it. That's Keegan Valentine. He's brought down at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, Keegan Valentine, sophomore, getting his hands on the ball early on special teams. A very short kick, just kind of popped it up into the air. Didn't really go anywhere, so great field position to start out for Lakers.
So it'll be starting at the 41-yard line. With 11:55 left here in the first quarter, Lakers with the ball, left to right across your radio. Coming out, power pistol to the right, two men to his right, and that's a handoff to number 12 right through the middle. Brennan Wisner's actually getting some carries this week, and he gets nowhere. He's out to the 40-yard line. It's going to be a loss of a yard when all said and done, and it's going to be a second and 11 for the Lakers.
And a power pistol formation to the right-hand side, and just a typical draw play to Wisner, the deep back. Again, they're going to find ways to get Wisner the football any way possible. He is very athletic, can catch it and run it as good as anybody on the team.
They send now two wide to the left. And they send the tight end, number 55, Quinton Smith, to the left side. And they have power pistol to the left. And Dustin Kay is going to keep this for himself. He's going to run. He's to the line of scrimmage to the 45. Still dragging his defenders all the way just about to midfield to the 49-yard line. A 9-yard carry for number 4, Dustin Cady, the senior quarterback. He's shy of the first down marker by about 2 yards. It's going to bring up third and manageable, 3rd and 2.
Yeah, Daniel Hale there for Sandusky making the tackle, but not after multiple defenders bouncing off of Dustin Cady. And very similar to what we've seen last week, just a design run play to the left. Both of those backers leading the way, and Dustin Cady doing the rest.
Power pistol. And it's a handoff to Mauricio Diaz-Reyes around the right end. He's in the midfield. He cuts in on the near sideline at near the 45-yard line. And he has the first down. They're going to mark him down at the 47. Move the chains for the green and white left to right across your radio. A 4-yard gain. And first and 10 coming up on the right hash.
Yeah, full house of running backs there for Dustin Cady to choose from. He chooses Mauricio Diaz-Reyes on his left-hand side, coming in a sweep all the way across, needing just 1 yard, a sweep play all the way around the lineman. Sometimes it's risky, but in this case, Diaz gets upfield for the first down.
And it's a handoff right up the middle to number
21,
Terrence Dubes, brought down by number 75, Courtney Cowling, the junior, with 10:25 here left in the first. As the wind starts to continue to pick up here, it's going to be a gain of 1 out to the 46-yard line if they're lucky. 2nd and 9, as this rain is coming down in sheets right now. You would not believe how nasty it looks out there.
Yeah, Terrence Dubes, the forward man for Dustin Cady in that pistol offense to the left. A quick handoff to him and nowhere going. Sandusky doing a nice job.
Power pistol to the right, handoff to Mauricio Diaz-Reyes around the left end, and he dives forward backwards at the 40-yard line. A nice pickup for Diaz-Reyes as they get out for 7 yards, and it's bring up now a 3rd and again manageable, about a 3rd and 3.
Yeah, definitely a big-time run for Diaz-Reyes as he gets up the middle. He's the deep running back, and using guys like Terrence Dubes as a lead blocker, picks up a big block and sets him upfield. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes doing the rest, spinning upfield for a nice gain.
Power pistol to the right, too wide to the right. And Dustin Cady keeps it for himself, and he hits the line, but he breaks through that tackle and actually gets out to the 40-yard line, the original line of scrimmage. No gain in that play. He was brought down by number 28 in 68 for Sandusky, Matt Alexander and Trevor Willing. Willing will get the credit for that tackle, the junior. Now a 4th down, 3 to go. No gain in the last play off the right hash.
Yeah, Trevor Willing, their number 68, doing a great job following pursuit all the way around the line of scrimmage. He lines up as your right defensive end and comes all the way around the line of scrimmage and around the pile to catch Dustin Cady from behind.
Coming out, they're going for it. 4th and 3, wind and rain and snow coming in their faces. Working off the right hash, 4th and 3 from the 40. Power pistol, and they hand it off to Terrence Dubes. Puts his helmet down. He gets out to about the 39-yard line.
I don't think he got
it,
Clark.
And he is short of the first down. As tackled by Sandusky jersey number 3, Jake Lasecki, the quarterback, also linebacker. And it's going to be a turnover of downs with 8:35 left here in the first quarter.
Well, a statement made already in this game. The road team, Sandusky, making a big stop on 4th down and flipping the fields now. They get good field position starting at their own 39-yard line, coming up with a big-time stop on 4th and 3.
3 minutes, 25 seconds, 8 plays and 20 yards on that, and resulting in a turnover of downs as Sandusky still in the huddle here, trying to get their going. And according to what we can tell here, the wind will be coming from the far right corner of your radio to the near left corner, and Sandusky has the wind slightly to their back, right to left across your radio. It's gonna be a man wide to the left, 2 men in the backfield, they hand it off right away, and he's tackled by number 50, Austin McCabe, the ball carrier, Chase Tucker, the junior running back, who puts the majority of the offense on his back as maybe gets a half a yard there. We'll say 1 yard, 2nd and 9 now.
Yeah, and under center, the quarterback, a quick handoff to the fullback behind him, right up the middle. No gain as those defensive linemen of Lakers we talked about so much last week already saying that they're here again this week, ready to make some stops.
8 minutes to go here in the first. No score. Sandusky on their first drive here after Lakers' first drive resulted in a turnover of downs. From the 40-yard line, it's going to be a handoff right through the middle, trying to go over right guard. Tackled by Austin McCabe with another